Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the gospel according to John in the 12th chapter. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly, I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. There are a couple here at First Baptist whose stories I wish you could hear. Oh, if they were able to tell their stories. They would have to weave their stories together because they have too many to be told individually. You see, these two have been here a long time. They were here to see the days when all the little ones, led in by their parents in their lacy dresses and their shiny shoes, all fidgety while the preacher was talking. If they could tell their stories, they would tell us of the effect that Sunday piled upon Sunday through the years had upon those little ones. They could tell of the marinating effect of the substance of faith in this place. They could tell how, as those little ones learned that they should sit still, they were actually learning something more, something about life and faith, and about the way that a community does these things together. If these two could tell their stories, they would recall Sunday school teachers showing these little ones that after you sing the first line of the hymn, you have to go down to the next bar to read the next line, because if you only go down one line, it messes the song all up and it doesn't make any sense. If they could tell their story, they would tell us about when silly turned into joy, and those little ones grew up a bit, and one by one they started having their day in the baptistry. There are a lot of those stories to be told in this place, so they would have to be woven together. Because they would tell not only those stories, but also those stories about people who showed up here Sunday after Sunday on their own, until one Sunday, another came along, and the two sat really close. One of them put their arm around the other during worship, and when the hymn started up, they shared a book instead of using two. Some of those newcomers through the years came and went. These two would remind us. But some of those stories wound up with everybody gathered here in this room again, but not on a Sunday. If these two could tell their stories, they would tell us of all of the promises that they've overheard in this place. If they could weave these stories together into a kind of central narrative, we would be the better for it. They could tell us, too, of less joyful days, when everyone who gathered was in dark colors and weeping. They could tell us about the way that things changed when one who'd been here so long suddenly wasn't here anymore. A story of the impact a single death had on a congregation. But what's more, they could tell us, too, of the way that things didn't change when that one was lost, which is the story a single life has on a community. If they could weave all of this together into one story, they would have to tell also of uneasy days set in conflict. They would tell of a community trying desperately to be faithful, even when faithful meant something different from one person to the next. And these parts of the story would be among the darkest strains within, but they would have to be told if the story were to be whole. See, without those darker strains, the more joyful ones would mean far less. Oh, if they could tell their stories, they would tell of a night just a couple of weeks ago when the impossible happened, when a chorus came together and sang. It was just for fun, merely for the joy of it. But when the doors of the church are cast open wide, the sources of joy are as numerous as are the colors in the rainbow. In fact, that simple truth might very well be the central theme of the entire story, if they could tell it. And the good news is they can. They can tell their story because they have been here all along to see it all unfold. One of these two is a Steinway, the other made by Austin Organ Company, and their voices have told and will tell the story of the people who gather here for some time more. Some might say they are inanimate and cannot tell a story. But it is a 200-year-old community which gives them life. A steady stream of musicians have passed through these people, and each of them have brought out a bit of their stories. A constant flow of joy and sorrow, struggle and triumph, seasons of celebration, seasons of contemplation, have all given these two a context from which and in which to tell the story of a remarkable people. And so, while I do love to tell stories myself, today I'm going to sit down and let a story composed of another kind of language carry this day. So let your sermon today be not one of rational thought, but one of musical inspiration. Let us now, in these moments, listen for the word of God.